Hello everyone. Welcome. I'm Ellie Pascal, and this is Cradle Your Body, Unleash Your Fire, the somatic journey for listening, rest, and revolution. We already know how to create the world that we want to live in. Our bodies are guiding us with the language of sensation. In this session, you will be supported to hear your body guidance and channel it into the world. Follow impulses and instincts in this space and meet the true you who lives with love, vitality, and fire. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce Maria Stark, who is here with us right now. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Ellie. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Maria is an award-winning vocalist, composer, producer, performer, and multi-instrumentalist. She is a storyteller, muse, and poet. Her music being described as Freddie Mercury doing the Nutcracker. She has produced and released numerous projects ranging from voice-focused womb healing anthems, children's albums, to experimental witch folk, electronic, and orchestral folk pop productions. She has traveled around the world sharing her evocative narrative music with audiences, weaving soundscapes of intergenerational healing and introspective paradox with theatrical flair. When not on stage or in the studio, Maria offers her knowledge as a creativity and empowerment guide, supporting the archetypal embodiment journey of her students. Founder of the Rose Bard Academy, she is a mentor in the art of voice and songwriting, working with those passionate about developing their unique genius and bringing their creative visions to life. Maria is steeped in the alchemical arts of music therapy, energetic psychology and womb healing, and currently leads expressive arts enrichment immersions globally and online. She is a chaser of waterfalls, a lover of wonder, and receiver of songs between the worlds. So this is a space in which the body, your body, comes first. So we are treated right now, beginning the session with guided practice from Maria and some music. And I invite you, as she moves from the practice to the music, to stay with your body, to, as you become swept with or inspired by, enlivened by the music. See what you know in your body. The knowings that come through you in a musical space are knowings to be trusted. So now I hand over to you, Maria. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ali. I love your passionate, embodied delivery about around getting into this beautiful vessel here, and that's just what we're gonna do today. One of my favorite ways to come into the body is through the voice, through the sound of and sensation of our own unique frequency moving through this instrument. So let's play with how we can use the voice to get in here. So just taking a few deep breaths in together and letting out on any sound. Shaking your body a little bit. Feeling as ripples coming through. And bringing that attention to the hands, the palm of the hands. and extra attention to the sensation of air moving through your nose, tickling your nose hairs on the way in, and exhaling again. And at the center of the center of the center of your being, imagine that, like a beautiful light growing brighter, so does a beautiful sound grow from the center of your heart, taking a deep breath in and allowing that tone to emerge from the center of your being, calling your spirit in here, taking a deep breath in together. Just do that one more time and really feel that with this tone, you are toning yourself home to your heart, calling your spirit to come all the way into your body, allowing it to sit at your heart and emanate out through the sound of your voice. Taking that deep breath in again, toning home to the heart. So tone home, and we'll see if we can open and feel the sensation of the back of our heart open along with it. So, going to do what I love to call these nourishing inner tones. We're going to be guiding our voice with a hum, almost like as we're humming, the sound is moving like a golden light from the top of our head, down our shoulders, our arms, our torso, our hips, our legs, down our calves into our feet, and the sound of our voice like a flashlight, we're seeing it light up every cell of our body, our blood cells, our bone cells, our ligaments, muscles. And that as we're nourishing and opening and activating the cells of our body with our own voice, we're seeing this as a beautiful inner smile, a waterfall of sound. We'll take three tones here, just a gentle hum. Again, nourishing, connecting to your body from the top of our head down below. And I like to use my hands even to guide the sound along to where I'm locating the vibration, activating those cells. So we'll take a deep breath in together. Inner tone. Few more here. See if you can get the cells in your back body glowing. Just adding that extra quality of delight, of curiosity, of play. How can we allow the sound of our voice to move through as a gentle invitation to play? You were using this voice almost as a beacon for sensing, becoming attentive, feeling the imagination, feeling the sensation, all of these pieces combining and really getting an inner eye look at what's going on in the inner landscape. Just letting that come in, roll through, just making a few more sounds to relax. You can do a lip trills. Maybe rolling your tongue a little bit. Mm-hmm. gives your body the sensation, the difference, just of a few hums and tones connecting to your cells, your bones, your skin, lighting them up with that relaxing inner smile, play, curiosity. Now we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to pop a sphere around our body, and we can see it like a spherical particle realm that is a connection and extension of our electromagnetic field, but we're attuning to it with our sound, with our imagination, with our sensation, and singing into the sphere, occupying our sphere fully with our voice, with our unique sound, with our unique soul frequency. How much of our voice can we get into our sphere? How much of our soul can we allow to show up inside of our auric field? So explore, discover, let these sounds move through, around, above, and below, 3 feet in every direction. Let's get into this outer sphere. We'll take 3 tones here. Space above your head, below the back body. How much of our sight can we perceive back there? How much of our sphere can we sense and feel behind, above, below, to the sides? Feel the difference of letting that voice move, feeling the particles around you activated, buzzing, vibrating in response to your soul, to your sound, to your delight, to your exploration. And we're gonna feel into this power of the sphere, our vocal sphere, our personal sphere, and we're gonna allow this toning into a sphere in front of us to just send forward through the day one beautiful intention that we have for our day. How do we want to feel? What are the conversations we're going to have today? Who are we going to connect with? How would we love to feel in those conversations? What would we love to feel inside of our body as we share our insight, our truth, our experience, our gratitude, our wild unraveling? Whatever is true, how would we love those experiences to feel? And can we send that tone of intention forward, wrapping our whole day in this sphere? And then bringing one final tone to the heart, sealing this vocal practice for now as we prepare to be guided and journey into story and song, calling your spirit back to land at the center of the heart, taking a seat, the throne of the center of your being. Ruby light at the root of my tongue, Opening songline sung from the mother of the sapphire light at the seat of my heart. Timelines healing, codes revealing in amethyst light in the crest of my eye. Violet flame burns bright with the wizened emerald light in the palm of my hands. Flowing forth to restore these lands in the citrine light in the sun of my hearth. Amber warming, star seeds forming in diamond light in the bones of my spine. Rivers rising, bliss igniting, ruby light at the root of my tongue. Opening songline sung from the mother of the sapphire light at the seat of my heart. Timelines healing, codes revealing in amethyst light in the crest of my eyes. Violet flame burns bright with the wise and emerald light in the palm of my hands. Flowing forth to restore these lands in the citrine light in the sun of my hearth. Amber warming, star seeds forming in diamond light in the bones of my spine. Rivers rising, bliss igniting, ruby light at the root of my tongue. Opening songline sung from the mother of the sapphire light at the seat of my heart. Timelines heal. From the center of the sapphire heart, a sphere emerges and a whole timeline unfolds. Way back to when crystalline worlds and realms were dripping in ruby realization, diamond generation, amber star seeds falling like waterfalls upon the faces of curious magis gazing upward in awe and wonder in the garden of miracles. And these two lovebirds have always known that they had a destiny far beyond the timeline that they had been. One day, he goes over to the part of the garden where they receive dreams from future worlds. And in one dream, he unpacked a sphere and could see a realm of a planet falling into chaos. And he brought the prayer over to his beloved. And he said, "My dear, I think that this is the realm we are supposed to incarnate into next, to share the truth of our love song, of the realm that has come to know balance and prosperity. My beloved, would you go there with me to sing the song of our heart and prepare the realm to receive the regenerative love of the cosmos?" I think she said yes. I wanna be a creature in your night, feral and forgiving of the way we sweat and start to smell of earth, of soil in the breeze. All along, always for you to sing into the depths of me. I wanna be the echo of your voice as you call into the canyons just to see how far it travels. I bet we could go distances beyond what our telescopes have seen to our most lucid dreams. In worlds of stars exploding, underwater in slow motion, ecstasy in greatest heights, circle around eternal moments where we meet our maker, pulsing ways, lights, cheek and woven bodies holding presence as you sort through all the sights. All the lights, we holding tight to the night. We holding tight to the echo. We were walking in a distant world, crystalline and clear. Not a soul dared to enter through the sacred arcs where you were holding a golden spell. Inside I caught a glimpse into a broken realm where prayers were answered slowly, lifetimes too late. We were singing from the softness of a heart that wanted none of it. We yearned for understanding of why things come undone. vow to sing for all the unsung. In worlds of stars exploding, underwater in slow motion, it's to sing greatest heights. Circle around eternal moments where we meet our maker of pulsing waves, light shaking, woven bodies holding presence. I sort through all the sights, all the light, we holding tight. To the night, we holding tight to the echo. We holding tight to the echo. I wanna be a symbol in your dream, to dance with all those threads, spelling notes with every step, and you could play them through a tiny music box, spinning out these holographic sounds from the mountaintops. Everyone could hear the prayer we made under the moon. I blew upon your forehead so you knew that I was true. And when the wind blows now, you'll feel me and remember. Waterfalls of diamonds pour into our sweet surrender. In worlds of stars exploding, underwater in slow motion, ecstasy greatest heights, circle around eternal moments where we meet our maker, pulsing waves, light shaking, woven bodies holding presence. As you soar through all the worlds of stars exploding, underwater in slow motion, ecstasy greatest heights, circle around eternal moments where we meet our maker, pulsing waves, light shaking, woven bodies holding presence. As you soar through all the sights, all the light, we hold them tight to the night, we hold them tight to the echo. We hold them tight to the echo. We hold them tight. I wanna be a creature in your night, tight. The way we love our sweat, hold me. And the two lovers held each other in the center of a song that traveled through timelines and landed as a sphere inside of the glaciers of the north. For 10,000 years, their song lived inside of that glacier. Until the time came when the glaciers began to thaw, releasing the powerful song of their love to be remembered once again. And in that time, they had both incarnated to planet Earth, living many lifetimes, trying to find each other, listening to the echo of each other's song through the realms, chasing each other through the world. One day she awoke from a dream. A sapphire sphere emerged from the center of her heart before her. The songs of the melting glacier poured over her like ice, remembering.
Oh,
Saw sapphires awaken inside of me. Thunderous waters poured forth. And I feel you revive me. The codes of the story held in the glory of the earth. And ago, so much night revealed. I love my longing, I feel. Hush, don't speak a word. Here in our spirits, our love so her frozen glacier heart began to thaw, and 10,000 years of longing began to emerge, flooding the world in her tears, aching for the return of the beloved. For years she followed, seeking the light that she had seen in her dream, the memory of the gleam of the love that had been there from years before, the love that was to save the world and return to a great cherishing wonder of aliveness. But this bliss grief flowed on, and that love never returned, and she carried the flame like a weight heavy on her heart until one day. She released it. I've got all the wonders of the world at my fingers, but none of them bring me closer to the truth. I've pulled cards from the deck to read my soul in the scriptures, but the pictures couldn't show me what to do. It's been a long night, and I'm just a fragile fire. I have pulled the sword from stone, and it was heavy, heavy. I've carved flutes from hollow bones, and now I'm ready, ready to mourn the death of stars. Watch them go out with a bang, and all sing every song that was shown in between. I bow my soul a seeker. never sought to know this life and death the same. And every single thing that I have come to feel here, well, I barely have the strength to sing. My voice cracks at the sound of your name, but as I speak, so does the flame. I have pulled the sword from stone, and it was heavy, heavy. I've carved flutes from aloe bones, and I'm ready, ready to mourn the death of stars. Watch them go out with a bang, and I'll sing every song that was shown. So she stopped looking for the beloved in every person she met and started seeing the beloved in every person she met. The aching subsided and her song of devotion returned to singing the song between the stars, knowing that every song of love is the one to return balance. And while she was singing for years, no longer feeling the ache of finding her one true mate, a beautiful soul walked in the door, and there he was with sapphire eyes and a smile that she had known for 10,000 lives. Had you come to fear, get so far under my skin? I can hear you there listening. I can feel you lingering in my riddles of love. Oh, babe, it's been years and years since I stopped writing that song. If you're passing through, I'd say it wasn't really about you. But if you stay with me longer than a night, there's no telling what we could write. I've been writing love poems to the trying to spell out my heart. Never dreamed I'd hear them respond to me. Oh, but babe, when you looked at me last night so fondly, I swear that I could hear a song of a thousand lifetimes of fear far away to the fires I saw burning in your eyes. Oh, how long I'd been chasing that sight. I tried to find on my own. happen after with all of these words? Like the sound of the song in my heart, I know in my heart you heard. And then if you're passing through, I'd say it wasn't really about you. But if you stayed with me longer than the night, there's no telling what we should. If you're passing through, I'd say wasn't really about you. But if you stay with me longer than a night, oh baby, what could we write? And so this fear continues permeating all the fabrics of the realms, and their song just keeps going. And here we are.
Thank you so much, Maria. I feel like this. So, we're all going to take a few minutes now to allow that delight to marinate in the body. So, maybe you've got eyes closed, maybe you've got them open. Just tune in. Do you want to let them rest closed, or just rest with a soft gaze on the ground, the wall, and tune into your body. Notice that you're breathing, and let this be a moment to mine the jewels that have come in during that delicious journey. So, as you notice that your body is breathing, and notice that rise and the fall, the chest or the belly, notice any textures or colors, particular qualities of energy, perhaps even numbness. What's present in you now? Tuning into anything that may have arisen emotionally, or perhaps you've still got a sense of the vibration or sensation or knowing that arose as Maria guided you through that wonderful voice journey at the beginning. And just breathing and noticing. Just noticing with great kindness. And as we move now into a more worded, logical space, I invite you to stay present with your body in whatever way feels most delicious for you. Maybe even keep your eyes closed, or see if anything that's arisen makes you want to move. Or just having a hand or two somewhere on the body, reminding yourself that you're present with sensation as the mind gets going again. And so it is. Maria, that was delicious. So, This connection between voice and body and soul. Would love to know a bit about when did you begin to realize this capacity for the voice to be so much more than just something that we speak with? Were these connections with the voice and the soul with you from a very young age, or more recently?
Yes. It's an I started really as a child having these kind of epiphany moments at like surreal state experiences, where I was connected to just mythic knowingness that was transrational, as just milk of the divine. And I had those without anyone guiding or telling me what it was. It was spontaneous as a child. And then as I grew into adolescence, I started playing with sounds spontaneously again in meditation with little intentions here, and I could see it, sense the healing powers of it. And then I went to study music therapy, and it was just a river of insight and information into the power of vibration and sound and psyche and emotions and story and construct awareness and social awareness and all these things. And then continuing to study like energetic medicine and energetic psychology and looking at the architecture of the soul and the potentials of multidimensional reality and reincarnation and other lifetimes and other realms, the like a sound will just ripple in a pond. The older I get and the more deeply I go out, those ripples get wider and wider into outer layers of awareness. And so it just continues to get richer with every moment that I come back to the center of the sound.
This is so beautiful. And have there been any particular moments or points in your journey when you were like, oh, felt a vibration in your body or done something with your voice, and then just realized something like, whoa, I just realized something about that level of my soul, or that, what's been the most delicious bits of this for you?
Yeah, one of the memories that I have that's really strong, I must have been 7 or 8, and I was stare I was I think my I was staring at the mirror, and I was alone in our big living room and the like tall vaulted ceilings, and I just was singing so loudly, and w it was uncontained because no one was around telling me to be quiet. Or I wasn't conscientious of other people hearing me in that moment. It was just me and the voice. And it was this experience that was like shocking. Like I felt suddenly all the parts of myself were like, I felt very present to my own power. And I felt really present to my own consciousness in my body, and almost, and also connected to other subtle layers of awareness. And it was the first time that I felt like, oh, I can connect my voice to like my guiding spirits, like the guiding spirits in my reality, or like these sort of energies that feel cosmic that I can attune to. They really want to come play with me, and singing is a way that I can access them deliberately. And so that was a cool experience as a young kid. Maybe I didn't have the language for all of that, but that was the gnosis of the experience, that planted a really powerful seed that I never forgot. And I feel like I've spent as an adult time just unpacking that and trying to get back to that original knowing, because I think as an adult we start to acquire ideas of how, when we're allowed to use our voice and why, and kind of get, start to contain our energy and create all of these habitual energy strategies that shut things down a little bit. And so much of my adult life has been
striving to unwind some of those strategies and acquired identities around how much of myself I'm allowed to express and reconnect to, like, oh yeah, it's really fun in here. And like, if I really pay attention and listen and relax, like, some cosmic shit can happen. Yeah. And so I make a point to do that, make some deliberate time to connect to those portals as often as I can, daily if I'm really on it, but multiple times a week and sometimes multiple times a day. And that's really fun, really in the river in those moments.
Yeah, that sounds magical. And hearing you talk, particularly about those memories from being 7 or 8 and that image of you having that expression without boundary, not feeling like anybody was necessarily listening, or I felt like this, that there is a nub into a portal that is so needed at this time. Mm-hmm. This piece of how voice and expression and also story can help us to tap into this experience of self, which is not so shackled and is not so confined. You used some words, something about constraining energy or something, or I wish I could remember exactly what your words were, but when you said them, I thought, yeah, you know, and this is what we need at this time when the great unraveling on the planet is happening, and it's time to really let more of ourselves out. And and I love what you said, it's fun in here, you know, like this process of who am I and how can I really express myself and how big can I really be, and this will serve the world, and it gets to be fun to do this. I wonder if you could speak a little to that, to the power of story and play and music and voice and song at this point to help us bring what needs to be brought to the planet, man.
Totally. Well, I don't know if you've been checking out the news lately. Who knows what it'll be when this goes live? But it's there's a lot of content to be upset about. There's a lot of content to be upset about, increasingly so it seems. And when we're checking the news, looking at things, getting into states of upset, we're creating these neural pathways towards emotional experiences and identifying with them that are not congruent or helpful to sitting in a state of natural ease, which natural ease is a state where we're connected to our frontal cortex. We're connected to our creative thinking. We're connected to open states of curiosity and awareness and problem solving. But when we're cut off from our frontal cortex with constant upset, we get into tunnel vision, and it's harder for us to think clearly, and it's not really conducive to a long-term problem solving and strategy. It's like the short-term strategies for solving immediate problems tend to be short-sighted, which is why we've gotten into this mess in the first place. So why is it important to play and to sing and to, it's, well, these are activities that release stress. They're activities that create neural pathways towards pleasure and ease and joy, and discovery and play and learning and these parts of our innate blueprint as humans. And I believe that the more time we spend cultivating neural pathways that connect us to our original blueprint, the easier it is to pivot out of upset and to process it proactively and to not override upset, but to digest and learn and absorb the energy alchemically from what the system is, like something's delivering us some information and there's a lot of life force energy. And the faster we can absorb the energy that's riddled and upset towards something that is circulating in our system in a way that's useful, I think the healthier we'll all be, mind, body, spirit. And if we have a whole bunch of us doing that, then we really have something going on as a network to support solution-based systems. So I'm a builder, I'm a solutionary, and I see in the dismantling of this old ways that a lot of healing is required, because there's a lot of repressed upset, and there's a lot of upset getting triggered and stirred up, and it's cyclical and it's cycling. And so music and sound and singing and toning and doing that practice, just like I shared, and getting into creative process is a way to self-regulate. It's a way to transform those energies, to process them, to let them move through the body, to harvest and utilize the energy. And yeah, I can't imagine what my life would be like if I didn't have a hangout inside of making some movements with my voice on a regular basis as a deliberate remedy, as medicine for the chaos of the information wars that are at hand.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love your word there, medicine and remedy for the chaos. And I'm curious, what part can this kind of vocal play when a person is in a difficult place, if they find mm-hmm. themselves with a spiking nervous system or feeling a lot mm-hmm. of sadness or fear? What kind of ways in which can the voice and creativity support them in that place?
Well, when I can speak personally, there's infinite ways. I like to meet my upset with empathy. So in one way. So sometimes if I'm really spiking, I will, well, the cool thing about the voice and breathing is it's toning and singing is connected. The voice is connected to this bundle of nerve endings that the base, this like part of the parasympathetic nervous system. So when we voice and tone, we're actually sending a tone through this bundle to connect to our entire vagus nervous system. So it's one of these things that as soon as we're spiking, doing those inner nourishing tones that I led, is actually communicating to our whole nervous system. And it's like the brake pedal. It can actually, if you do that for a minute or two, it can actually just, it's one of the fastest ways to regulate our nervous system when it's dysregulated. That and deep breathing are the two ways to do it. And singing requires deep breathing. And so deep breathing, those extra tonings, and it sends calm, it like sends particles through the body of calm, of relaxation, of down. And sometimes if we're really peaking, it can be hard. We might need to make some sounds that again address with empathy. So sometimes I'll put on like some ambient music, and I'll just like roar, like I'll just make really weird moaning sounds, and I'll let the sounds gut ride on the emotional experience I'm having. If I'm rage, I'm like, and I'll like go into mourning. Sometimes it'll break. I'll like go into a full sobbing cry, and that's awesome. Like I might not be letting myself do that for whatever reason, because oftentimes if we have a big emotional experience and we're really well adapted to kind of contain our emotions, so we won't always just let the emotional flow. But I find that if I put on music and I sound, I get out of my personality strategies, and sometimes then my body will have permission then to just unwind the way it needs to, which will be crying and singing. And after a few moments, sometimes that'll just play, I'll get into play. And so that's one way. And the other part of this is that I can sometimes just trick myself out of upset. Like if I'm really spiking an upset and I can totally switch gears and put on something that makes me really happy, like ridiculously happy. And it kind of just pattern disrupts. So it's a different strategy than like meeting with empathy and going through the unraveling. It's like pattern disrupt. And I just start like doing jumping jacks and like singing ridiculous noise and like play. And like I'll crack myself up about it. I'll like put on really happy music and I'll just like be ridiculous. And then I'll see myself. I'm like, man, I'm so angry, but this is so happy. And it's like I start laughing because the paradoxes, the like cognitive dissonance starts to become hilarious. And so, and it's a mood stabilizer. And what's really interesting is like when we're in pain, music can act as this medicine. Like our system can only process so much information. So if you're in a lot of pain, emotionally, physically, but then you start jamming the system with like music, for example, now your mind's processing the music. And so you actually, you're jamming the system with more with different information, which can sometimes totally pull us out of a pain spiral. This has worked in music therapy for people who have like really intense physical pain. It's like they put music on and their mood completely changes because music is a mood enhancer, regulator, shifter, changer. So those are two very different strategies that work differently for different people in different moments. Because I think both are needed. Sometimes we really need to just process physiologically and let the emotions move. And sometimes it's really valuable to just pattern disrupt and change the channel. And singing can do both of those things. Sometimes in the same sitting.
Right. Yeah, it's so interesting hearing you. It's making me aware that a lot of my experience with voice, the main body of my experience with voice was probably quite structured, singing lessons, you know, working as a performer, that kind of thing. Uh-huh. But when I hear you talk about the magic of what it is you do and the way that the voice can be used, it reminds me of my experience in Five Rhythms movement session, where I've learned through experience that though my mind might be very fixed into a pattern of this is who I am in this moment or at this time and this is what the problem is, and it has to be kind of cognitively fixed and understood, actually, if I come to my body, or as you're saying, to your voice or the music, there can be another pathway here which is just sweeps me out and shows me that the notion that any state that happens within me, be it mental or physical, is transient and it can change like that. Mm-hmm. And it really, I invite you, those participating and listening here now, to tune into where you're at with this conversation. So tune into your body, notice how you're breathing, and tune into your emotions. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, Mario. I feel that you touched on it already, but my experience is that sometimes it's necessary, just as you said. Yeah, I'm just reiterating, it's what you said, like a state needs empathy and attention and kindness, and sometimes the most loving thing to do can be like, let's try something else. Learn that like every element of the being is a shapeshifter, and there is no fixed state, not really.
Well, and there's something about like the nature of ennui and upset is that it's really connected to like identity structures. And so it's like, well, how do we address the deep healing that's required to allow our identity structures to transform and mature? While also, if we're in an identity, like a trap in a moment of an unhealed part of ourself, we'll of course take the space, like the kind of space required to do the therapeutic work is sometimes maybe we don't have that safety, we don't have that space, but we know that we're actually like, wow, this is like an unhealed part of myself that's just like kicking up dust again. Like I can give that part of myself love, the fear, and I can engage with my creative spirit so that part of me doesn't get a vote for how the day goes. right? Like that part of me can hang out in the conversation, but she doesn't get to vote on what we do. Me and creativity are going to be hanging out and playing and enjoying. She's welcome to the party. She's invited. She's encouraged to play, but she doesn't get to stop us from playing. And it's a balance. It goes back and forth because sometimes, like, she will stop the party because the healing required is so deep. And so it's like, how do we balance? Like, wow, what does that part of me really require in this moment to stop kicking up dust in the world? And so it's always like a dance back and forth, I think. And the fun thing about the voice is you don't have to necessarily choose one. You can dance back and forth between having a conversation, even singing out, like, what does that part want to say right now? What does she want to sing? What is, like, what if she really was like, if she was really committed to her mood, what does that mood sound like for 2 minutes? Put the timer on. That mood gets the center of the circle now.
Yeah, gosh, thank you for that. This is a whole new set of, I'm gonna play with this next time. I won't put on my Five Rhythms wave or whatever. I'll see what that inner critic or whatever part of is. How does she sing? Like, what's, yeah, that's
Yeah, and
really
the Five
interesting.
Rhythms is such a beautiful model. It's like just with any of those expressive arts therapy, where we're working with different elements, like in the Five Rhythms, it's like, oh yeah, the chaos and the order and the beauty, and I forget all five of them. But like, what if you are dancing them out, but what if you just add singing? Or what if you only do it with singing? Like, what would that be like? And there's just so infinite ways to play with soul craft and like identity maturing and development of ego and dismantling of that with the voice and sound, because it's so innate in us. We are these powerful instruments of consciousness and love and sound, and the sound, we're so intimately connected with our voice and the vibrations that move through us because they've been such a part of relationship building and getting what we want or not getting what we want, or like being, accomplishing the things of our desires or not doing that. Is like, it's so tied into like what is inside of me is being transmitted outside of me, and voice is one of the main carriers of our frequency and intention into the world. And so like all of our met and unmet needs and longings and desires are also wrapped up in our relationship with our voice, and we can feel it in the imprint. And so doing this deep work to embody inside of the voice as a practice, as an alchemy, it really connects us so intimately with our desires and our longing. And I believe that the voice has the power to transform our relationship to our trauma or to our incomplete healing parts, and actually make us that much more powerful as agents of creativity in the world, because we're taking the time to become so intimate with our inner world, and then, healing through insecurities and fears, and then coming forward with like, hey, we've got some things to make and to share and to paint with the colors of sound into this new earth.
Paint with the colors of sound into this new earth. Yeah, man. And so how can people work with you? How can people do more of this? What's available?
I am rolling with all kinds of magic in these realms. In November, when this is out, hey November, I'll have just released Sapphire, my like baby album, which these like my baby, my like love, which the songs I shared in our session, a few of the songs, that stories from that album. So, and I'll be some of the ways that I love to play with people are in online workshops. So I'm teaching vocal cord resonance as a series with an incredible vocal alchemist named Elijah Ray, and we're leading online immersions on how to do this vocal meditative creative self-development Jedi sound Jedi practice. So that, you know, come tune into our vocal core resonance realm. And then I'm teaching online songwriting workshops as well, both for one called Courting the Muse, and we do different sessions where we look at the creative process and songwriting. And then I also work with women in Voice of My Womb, where we do voice and womb healing and rites of passage. So those are the ways that I come out and play and open up different portals so that we can jam on these ideas and go through the different explorations with our sound and our creativity and our healing.
This is so wonderful. Yeah, so they can find all this information linked to this through your website.
That's right.
Yeah, which is in the bio with this video. And before we close up, I would love to know, you just mentioned the offering with the voice and the womb, and I'm curious, are there particular energy channels that link the womb with the womb space, this whole area with the throat, right? Like, how do you understand that?
Well, there's so much here. you know, when we think about our womb.
There's 1 minute.
Yeah, the womb. Well, there's a lot of things. There's like a, when you, like, if you take a picture of the vocal cords and the yoni side by side, they look identical. And it's pretty amazing. We're like, wow, these portals. And I think of human beings as portals, right? Like, we are portals. Wombs are portals for life, both creative life and human life. And so is our throat. It's a portal for other things coming into alive, our ideas, our intentions. And so we think of the connection of this voice and this womb as these portals. And if there's closing down on in either one, sometimes that can have a relationship. If we've had sexual trauma, or if we've had shame, or like just the weird rampant internalized misogyny of a culture, and the harm that does to both men and women's bodies, and how that tightens us up and tightens our yonis up, that can tighten our throat up too, and what we're willing to express, and how much of our inner realm we're really willing to have be witnessed out there, because it might not be feel safe. So that's one of the ways. And it's also true, you know, on the other side of the spectrum, it's just like the more relaxed we can get into our throat, the safer we feel to connect in intimacy, the more open our sex can become, and the more like glorious pleasure and embodied our experience of both play and sexual play can become. And this is so, can be so healing for the portal that we are. It can really allow sexual energy and life force energy to move through our channel in a more refined and healthy way, and this can infuse all of our life's passions with power and beauty and mana and just like increased chi and yam. And just like some fun notes is that there's like a specific kind of mucus that is only found in the larynx and in the inner wall of the yoni. So there's such a deep connection between these portals. That being true, that like when we release our jaw, that actually it opens the cervix a bit. So that this is one of the thoughts about women who are like, you know, very in deep, passionate lovemaking, is like, open your jaw, let sound comes out. And it actually just opens the relaxation more. It's one of the connections to women like moaning when they're in childbirth. They're like, oh, they have to open their jaw and really let it go so that the cervix opens and relaxes more. So really the interconnectedness between our pelvic floor, our yoni, our whole lower abdomen for beings who don't have wombs or yonis, you know, it's still connected deeply to the belly and the hara. And that's so much connected to how we hold breath and support the breath of the song that carries out. So intimate, connected, it's whole instrument health. It's, you know, this is an instrument. So it's all interconnected to be attuned, you know, attuned. We can tune this up in all the ways.
Yeah, absolutely. This is resonating deeply, and I'm sure it is with many of you watching. Maria has provided a beautiful free gift for you, so I invite you to click the link with this video and claim that nourishment and check out her courses and offerings. Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here. I have deeply enjoyed it. I love this conversation. It's one of my favorites to have. Thanks for
So everyone,
listening.
let's take a breath together. Notice how your body moves as you breathe. Perhaps tune in to your throat space and notice what's alive there or anywhere else in your body at this moment. Stay in the space as long as time allows. And I will see you soon.